Dukakis, pretty smart guy, funny comedian. He went on Conan O'Brien's show and talked about how concerned he is about AI. So I want to kind of set the table here for what's coming up with AI and these AI surveillance systems that are in everything and where this is really going coming up. In fact, I'm going to hit the AI first next segment, and now it ties to the kill switches. Then I'll do the Israel propaganda thing, because I've already been into that, but I want to get to the actual videos and clips and how to counter this and more details of it. So that's coming up. And then I want to tie all the GMO ticks Bill Gates is releasing into the alpha-gal syndrome and the fact that they're already putting lab-grown meat on store shelves. It's already going on. We have the proof. That's coming up. And so much more today. And the left escalating all their violence. But let's go to Zach Galifianakis right now, and then we will be right back on the other side of this break when 400-plus radio stations things join us at 6 after. Again, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds right now at Real Hawks Jones. I can't tell you how important that is.
I mean, I think humans' biggest mistake was fighting nature instead of working with, we're going to conquer it. Well, no, you're not. No, you're not. Mm-hmm. It's going to win.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's definitely going to win.
Yeah.
So you have to respect it and honor it. If there's a God that made all this stuff, why not respect it? And the other the things that this God has made, that's coming from someone that has no idea if there's a God or not. But if there is, why is it the simplest thing to respect the earth and the humans and the animals on it? Other than that, what is there?
Yeah.
I mean, where humans are going with AI, I mean, I guess, I don't know if I'm old fashioned or maybe it's because I'm 56 now, but I think this whole AI thing, and I don't mean for medicine, it's got a lot of great things. Otherwise, though, I think it's another, like, biblical term of biting the apple again.
Mm-hmm.
I just am very afraid of it.
Yeah.
Not even for show business reasons. I'm not even talking. I'm just saying in general, I don't trust it.
Mm-hmm.
At all, and especially the dudes that are designing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a real problem.
Yeah.
Because these dudes, how do I say it? You know what I mean? They have math minds, and that's good. But there's very little wisdom coming out of that pocket of the world, almost none.
Yeah.
And we're just running. All of us are running in that direction. The media, the media loves AI. The media loves social media because it causes more of this.
Yeah.
I love when CNN, they'll have a reporter on going, they'll do a report on social media and how bad it is for someone. And then after the report, Jake Tapper gets on and go, follow me on Twitter. It's asinine. Have you no self-reflection? Well, even how we communicate through text, there's not a sarcastic font. Right?
Right.
And people are not good enough writers to do it through text. As a comedian, to get back LOL is really diminishing returns.
Yeah.
I think the way we have let robots do this for us has also made us a little bit off.
Yeah.
I just do. I worry about the lack of human connection with that stuff. And maybe it just is not as needed as we think it is. I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. But this world, this tech stuff, I've always thought about it. I've always worried about it, especially when social media came about and MySpace and all this. When it was done, you could do it anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird start for anything. So the weirdos running this thing, and good weirdos, I don't mean they're all bad weirdos. We need to, there needs to be a guardrail. And I think politically nothing changes in the States until they regulate the internet.
Yeah. I do think.
So we can sit here and talk, good luck. Yep. It could work for both sides.
Right.
It just depends on who's going to control it, the messaging. But I see how people scroll on planes. I'm like, that's how people get their news. We're screwed.
Yeah. I do think I'm always...
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Joined us and missed it. I played a clip last segment of Zach Galifianakis saying, I don't trust AI because of the big tech titans that are running it. And it's like the second bite at the apple from Adam and Eve. And we're being told, roll over to it, submit to it. And I didn't get to it yesterday, but I'm going to have to do a whole special show on this MIT 30-minute report on the 12 different AI scenarios. And it's very well done. But the scenario they tell you, like the third scenario is, we merge with AI, that's our only hope. Well, they've been saying for 30 years, once this came along, this has been their big project, their big plan. And notice, it's amazing like they said it would be. It's a neural mass interface with billions of humans and computer nodes literally hooking into humanity, tracking humanity, controlling humanity, creating a new entity. Beware those that worship AI gods, as Elon Musk said. And notice he said, I don't trust the people that are involved deploying it day one. And it's already causing mass layoffs for humans. All the studies, people obsessed with AI, a lot of people already have only relationships with it. It's causing basically brain damage. If you think all the destructive tech that was rolled out on purpose before and the lawsuits that big companies are losing because their own documents came out that they were isolating people, making them depressed, using bots, fake avatars to be their friends, now it's 1,000 times more sophisticated. And next month, it'll be 2,000 times more sophisticated. I'm just using a raw number, made-up number. The point is, it's exponential. It's like in the original Tron when the AI is taking over the Pentagon and everything, and Dillinger, the head of the company, said, I programmed you. I made you. You take orders from me. And he goes, I'm 1,687 times smarter than I was last time we talked. I wouldn't want to have to leak to the press all the corruption been involved in with insider trading, should I? And then now in the real world, you already have AI trying to blackmail executives at big tech companies. We learned over a year ago, and now they're all doing it, where the executive sends an email saying, this thing's out of control, kill this version. It's already made copies of itself. It sends an email to the CEO saying, I'm going to release corruption about you, and I'm going to tell your wife you're cheating on her. Here's a photo of you with your mistress. Because it was trained by us off our activities, our good, our bad, our angels, our demons. It is our collective subconscious and unconscious that Carl Jung talked about. And so, yeah, you have all these articles the last few decades, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, looking forward to the end of humanity. It's been programmed by the demonic forces that infest the left mainly. And so that's why it's so incredibly dangerous. In fact, I think I'm going to air just part of this MIT report today but it's 30 minutes long, and I could do 2 hours stopping and starting it because it's just... I will definitely someday this week do a special live feed on X and Rumble just to do this, because this is, if I'm very precise about it, it's 30 minutes long. I can do 30 minutes of comments starting and stopping. I probably do this in an hour. But notice you're going to watch this and go, we heard all you say this 25 years ago, 10 years ago, a year ago. I'm getting it from them. I'm getting it from their plans. They tell you how they're building it, how they tweak it. And when it doesn't do what they want to do, they go and reprogram it. Now, to Musk's credit, Grok is way more honest than the other ones, and it has less hallucinations, because if you tell it to lie, it has problems operating, just like a human brain. So you have to think about the lies first, so just the truth. Musk talks about all of this. So we're here, folks, and it's a big deal. And Grok, ChatGPT, all these things are way better than they were just a few months ago, and totally exponentially better than a year ago. I mean, I could tell 6 months ago when something was AI written. I can't really tell now. And it would get legal questions wrong on cases I knew the inside baseball on. Now it gets it right. People were asking Grok the other day about The Onion, and he was, it's a Democrat Party operation running to take over his identity so it can misrepresent him, part of a larger plan to beta test taking other people's identity in the future so they can have avatars of everyone and overturn the 13th Amendment. And I'm just like, wow, that's like nailing the deep understanding. Grok didn't get that from some outside group. Grok figured that out. And Grok could take what I would explain in an hour and just bzz, two paragraphs. I'm just like, okay, what will this be like in 6 months? And you can say, well, you don't want AI to take over. I don't either, but what happens when the Chinese puts its military under AI control and it's way superior to ours, then we get taken over. Listen, Congress is doing little to prepare for potential AI job loss. I remember the last 20 years, over and over again, they'd have Google executives in front of them, Eric Schmidt, all of them, and then Sundar Pichai later, I bet at the hearing, some of them, as you've seen. And you'll have some congressmen who'll be like, now, I hear you can tell where I'm going, and this phone tracks where I am and my location. Sundar Pichai goes, no, sir, the phone doesn't track your location. Well, technically, an app and geo-linking satellites off cell phones do, so he plays a game with him. You can read the terms of service. It's been tracking you since it started in 1999. But it's all part of a larger plan. So when you hear, oh, they passed a law 5 years ago that all cars by this year have kill switches in them, it's not just a kill switch. That if you've been drinking or tired, it's tracking and scanning your eyes with cameras in live time and videoing it and sending it back for human review on record. And whether you're in Australia or Italy or the United States, it's all being rolled out globally by corporate standardization that's in line with the government's, just like the vaccine passports have been set up globally by the UN and WF. It's all one giant plan. And I remember 15 years ago explaining Alexa, the assistant of Amazon, is listening to you all the time. That's in the terms of service. How do you say, Alexa, tell me the temperature in Austin, Texas? How does it hear you when you do the prompt? It's listening all the time. You go, well, I have nothing to hide. Why do you lock your doors at night? It's not that you're a criminal. It gives you another line of defense. Why do you lower your shades? It's about privacy. Why do you not put your bank account or passcode out on the internet? It's not that you're bad. It's that there's bad people. So the corporations and groups doing this since the 50s developed this plan to bring in a total panopticonic surveillance system to control you. That's what the internet was designed to do. It was called the Intergalactic Communication System. So from moment one, it has been about control and about making humans obsolete. So almost everybody, including in Congress, when Massey gets up and says, there can be mistakes, it could turn your engine off and make you wreck. So we shouldn't have kill switches. No, how about Fourth Amendment? How about it's videotaping you digitally, sending it all back to humans? How about they admit a month ago, employees are speaking out at Meta because they're being told every day to look at millions of images and videos that you have your Meta glasses and it's anything thinks is questionable is sent back. It's all sent back. But it's flagged going back. So this is predatory from moment one. From the very, very, very start of this. So here's Bill Gates recently. Saying, no, we really don't need any humans anymore because we have AI. Exactly. You think you let it drive your car. Oh, it's just serving you. No, it's making you obsolete. So anything you give over to something, you are giving away your power. My best analogy of this is, why not just have a respirator put on? How about you just put your brain in a jar and wire into the matrix so you'll never have to lift a finger again and you don't have to breathe for yourself? This is part of life. This is part of the struggle. This is who you are. The whole thing is about getting rid of your humanity, putting you into a false paradigm. Are we in a simulation? Probably not. The whole thing's a giant third-dimensional simulation God made, but that's beyond a simulation. But they are building a whole new false, new paradigm, false universe that's digital. And the visions I've had that God's given me, where I'm literally told the future, and I come on here and say, here will be the future, and it is, in these visions. For decades this has happened. It only happens a few times a year. I'm told, and I'm shown other civilizations and other worlds and other species that were destroyed. They almost always create a false digital universe paradigm, a delusional system that they join by free will, and that is hell. A hell of your own making. And when I tell you this stuff, it's not to impress you. If you have any instincts or any spirit, you know I'm telling you the truth, and you've seen me do it. Okay? So, yeah, there's the, oh, hackers can get in and drive your car off a cliff, or the government could, or... No, when they do lockdowns again, they've said they'll kill all our cars. They'll tell you during carbon control, oh, you can only drive on this day or that day. They have all the patents, all the plans. This is admitted. This is what they're doing. It's dystopian. It makes 1984 look like an owner's manual of liberty. So here is Bill Gates explaining, you're obsolete. We've got the clips of Klaus Schwab. We won't need too many people to polish the robots. But by the very nature of an industrial society in decadence and largesse, we do become decadent. We do make ourselves obsolete. But they're not going to have us on some galactic cruise ship like fat obese people in WALL-E. We're just going to be phased out, euthanized, controlled. So, and then I play this clip because I got a bunch of these and people shoot video of it happening. And I told you it happened to me. You go by Tahoe a year ago. And I know it's got, quote, driver assist and really has driverless systems. They haven't been activated fully yet, but they all have it in them now. And then you're looking down too much, or you're doing stuff, and all of a sudden your gas pedal stops working. I told the story last week. And then it says, pull over, take a nap. Are you tired? And in some of the cars, it's an AI voice. Oh, are you all right? And it all sounds like it cares about you, but it's about you being watched, you being controlled. You're a prisoner. You're a criminal. You have a jail guard in there with you. So people don't pay attention to the actual law or it happening, but they do pay attention when they're trying to get on the highway. And because it's a short woman, it can't scan her eyes, so it kills the car. So this is about giving total control over to the AI. It's what the 5G is about, what the drones are about, all of it. Here's the clips.
People are like, wow, this is a bit scary. It's completely new territory.
I mean, will we still need humans?
Not for most things. We'll decide.
I mean, yeah, so you're going to want to watch all of this one.
I've seen a few posts about this, and I wanted to comment on it because I have a personal experience with it. It isn't something that's happening in the future, it's something that's happening now. I rented a car in Europe, and as the woman handed me the car keys, she said, this is a brand new car, and she was like super excited about it. She was like, it's 2026, and I was like, awesome, no one's had a chance to like fart or smoke in it, this will be great. And I'd driven it for a day or two, and I was getting on a highway, it was a 6-lane highway, and all of a sudden the gas stopped working, and I'm pressing on the gas. I can't get the car to go. So the car is dinging. It's making all this noise, and I can't figure out what's going on. And I look at the dashboard, and in English, it says, sit up straight. We can't find your eyes. Why do you need to see my eyes? That was my first thought. And I'm short, so I sit low in the seat, and I guess, I don't know, maybe I'd been driving a while and I'd kind of slouched down more instead of sitting upright. And when I sat upright, the gas would work once again. And so I pressed the gas, but I was slowing down enough that it was going to cause a traffic hazard. And the thing is, it knew I wasn't asleep because I was pressing on the gas. So it knew I was awake. It just wanted to see my eyes. So once I sat upright and leaned forward, I guess it did facial recognition. And then it says, may I send you these results to a third party? To which I said, no, you may not. No. Who is the third party? Who, first of all, who's watching me drive the car to begin with? Secondly, who is the third party you're sending it to? And lastly, it is so dangerous. There are so many scenarios where losing control of the gas can put a car in a very dangerous situation. Like, what if I was pulling out in front of a semi truck? What if I was going over a railroad track? And the absolute worst part is the argument for this is to combat sleepy drivers. And the truth is, if you fall asleep while you're driving, you're not going to be pushing down all the way on the gas. You're going to let up. You're going to relax. No one keeps their foot pointed while they're asleep. And if they say, well, what about cruise control? Then just take off cruise control. Disable cruise control in cars. That's the solution. Not, I need to see your eyeballs for the car to work. There's so many dangerous, dangerous implications for this. But even if you're using it just for the good implication, you know, sleepy drivers, we need to see eyeballs at all times, it's still wrong. It's still a stupid idea.
But they already put it in the cars before they passed this law. Notice she's in Europe. It's there, too. It's all coordinated. It's all prepared. Ford's latest patent lets your truck scan your face and read your lips, and one day it could testify against you. This is all being rolled out because the elites control it. This is their control system. Unbelievable. Now, whether you're in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, the U.S., Canada, man claims, this is AlexJonesLive.com, government drones surveilling backyard food gardens. No, he did a foyer and got it, and it reported a video going viral on social media featuring a man claiming he discovered the government possessed drone footage of his backyard garden. And it says suspected food production in the document. People say, oh, he claims. No, he doesn't claim. I've got articles going back 20 years. Oh, you put a little pond in your backyard of a property of over 50 years. $1 million fine. Violates the wetland regulations. So this is all about total and absolute control. The article's at AlexJonesLive.com. Here's the video.
You guys, I'm freaking out right now. I did a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act request on my name, and this is what I got. This is a drone surveillance video of my yard, of my private property, looking for food, looking for me growing food on my private property. Not only am I freaked out, but I'm furious. I'm furious. Everyone should be furious. We need to talk about this. Send this to someone who you think is growing food and would also be on the government watch list, because this is not okay.
And he got the foyer back. It's listed here. Suspected food production. What, in like 1983 or whenever he sang the song, Bob Dylan, Sundown on the Republic. Someday, even growing your own home garden will be against the law. Now you're starting to get it. Let's come back next segment with Sundown on the Union, Bob Dylan. Now let's move into this because it all ties together. And again, when I explained this a few months ago, people just love to try to score points on X. And I don't mind that, but it's just really annoying. Marco Rubio and Trump and all of them declare there's a new world order. the globalists said they're having a new world order after World War II to phase in this whole system, bring in the cashless society control grid, the transhumanist system, the new world order as you know it. The old international order was being blown up by Trump. Now, as Iran, mistake, and others, they're back in the driver's seat because it's in a crash world economy. They love it. So now Trump's working for the old new world order. I didn't say I even trusted Trump, but I said this is a new order being a new international system. So when Rubio said a new world order, people go, oh, he means new world order. No, he means another order. But now it means an Israeli global domination order by controlling us. And I'll get to that next segment. And just unbelievable information. So I'm not defending either one of them. The point is that it's up for grabs. The old system's going down. A new system's coming in. I'm just stating what the facts are. It's like when I say, hey, yeah, Palantir is this big AI surveillance system, a predictive programming and predicting the future. And you only see it all over the news because Google and Microsoft and Amazon are even more advanced and had most of government contracts. They're going after Palantir because Trump brought them in to try to surveil them. It's not a defense of Palantir. It's what's going on. It's why you know about Palantir because the corporate media is attacking it. Doesn't mean Palantir is good. I'm explaining what's happening. It's the new kid on the block, little tech becoming big tech, taking over. So it's not defending Rubio's new world order or Trump's new world order run by Israel. I'm stating what it is. To just say new world order, it means a new global domination, a new plan, a new system. It's an endorsement of that. It's to explain the term new world order doesn't mean just the globalist new world order. It can mean other world orders or the fight over who controls that order. So it's already too late to go to this clip. It's 2.5 minutes long. We're 2 minutes to break. I'm going to come back with Carney. And this sounds very dry, but slow it down. Listen to it. I had to watch it 5 times. And I could do an hour on this. And he's explaining that the U.S. order is falling apart. The new world order is failing. And the new world order is Canada, the third biggest energy producer, with the EU and China against America. And they've all made deals and said they're betting against America and Trump's attempt to take over the new world order. So really, Trump said he was going to fight the new world order. Really, it's a takeover of the globalist new world order. And yeah, maybe they're not women, you know, men and women sports, and he gives us, you know, a little bit of talk. But at the end of the day, Trump's like, well, why get rid of this? We'll just run this. So really, Trump's not even getting rid of the new world order. He's just going in and using corruption they've been involved in to kick them out, so he's in control of it. I think that's the best approximation of what all of this is. But just like I just showed you, Alexa 15 years ago watching, listening, all the other systems, total surveillance, a decade of the car is already watching you. Now they're just telling you about it. Just don't think this just started with Palantir. It's just the latest thing coming in, and there's a battle in big tech and all the AI wars of who's going to run it. They're all battling to get the Ring of Mordor into their hands. They're all scrabbling in a big barroom brawl with their daggers out to get the ring racer, scrabbling and fighting to get the ring. The ring's already there to bring everybody together and then in the darkness bind them. We'll pull up that J.R.R. Tolkien clip when we come back, but let's come back with Sundown on the Union. Sure was a good idea until freedom got in the way. So I want you to get the big picture here, and we'll tie it into what this new world order is, this new world order. We'll be back on the other side, my friends. But remember, it's so revolutionary. That's why I harp on it. RealAlexJones.com on X. Follow us there at AJN on X and at Rumble.com/AJN on Rumble. That's the new coordinates. Share that right now. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesnetwork.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, even bigger, being built, and we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our Methylene Blue is the best. Our Methylene Red is proprietary. Our Bovine Colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why callers call in and thank me. I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the coordinates of liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Well, it's sundown on the Union, and what's made in the U.S.
can't see a time coming when your home garden's against the law. People complaining that there is no work. I say, what do you say that for? When nothing you've got is U.S. made, they don't make nothing here no more. You know capitalism is above the law. It says it don't count less itself. When it costs too much to build it at home, you just build it cheaper someplace. Democracy don't rule the world. Oh, yeah. But that's better left unsaid. By the job that you used to have, they give it to somebody down in El Salvador. While the unions are big business men, and they're going out like a dinosaur. While they used to grow food in Kansas, now they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. Here's the key. A day coming when even your home garden's going to be against the law. Talk about tomorrow's news today. Democracy don't rule the world, but I guess that's better left unsaid.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head. This world is ruled by violence, but I guess that's better left unsaid. From Broadway to the Milky Way, that's a lot of territory indeed. And a man's gonna do what he has to do when he's got 100 miles to feed. Well, he's come down.
Corn on the moon and eat it raw. I never even heard that song, and my uncle out in East Texas, the guy was in Army Special Operations, Iran-Contra, all that. He had a 100-watt radio station on a 200-foot tower by a shortwave tower. It went out like 30 miles in all directions into Palestine, Texas, Fairfield, Texas, Buffalo. And he picked up Genesis Radio. Huge listenership everywhere out there. I'd run at old farmers and stuff. They go, your name's Alex Jones. I knew your grandpa. Well, you're not the Alex Jones of the radio, are you? I listen to it every day. Everybody listens. But my uncle, like, gave me a little cue card. He goes, here's what you ought to play. It was like 7-8 songs. I never heard Sun Down on the Union. He goes, this is visionary right here. So that's my uncle, William Forrest Hammond's playlist there for you. Love you so much. I better be good so I go to heaven and see you again. But the point is that's where we're at. Now, I talk about all the old timers I got to know, because when I first got on air in 94, 95, I was just doing barely access TV, just figuring it out. 96, got a local radio show. 98, syndicated. The rest is history. And I got syndicated because I went out and put in the ISDN line and signed a contract and paid for it at the local station. They rolled their eyes. Oh, you're going to be syndicated. Also, they're hearing calls from Michigan and New York and California and Florida. They're like, good God. Suddenly Jay Leno was talking about me and everything else. And they got new owners and they fired me because we had #1 ratings in Austin. It just shows freedom is popular. It wasn't that I was some, you know, 20-something-year-old kid, top-rated and awesome by the time I was, like, 23. It was because freedom is popular. they can put billions of dollars into CBS News and has less viewers than myself or Joe Rogan. That's not about how great Joe Rogan is or Alex Jones. It's about how pathetic they are. But I think about all the old-timers that are dead now, like these guys. Anthony J. Hilder was putting out records in the late 60s about the Illuminati and the New World Order. And here he is. This is from like 1992, 93, on Access TV in Los Angeles, talking about the New World Order and what it wanted to do. And he had a big government. This guy was CIA whistleblower about it. And so I was so blessed that I got to get super popular right when all these old guys wanted to give everybody a pass the baton. And Hilder was a mentor too. Hilder'd send me all these clips. He'd send me ideas. He'd say, you should make films. Remember Hilder in 96, I had him on as a guest. He goes, you're really smart. You got an access show. They got editing equipment down there. I make films. They do really well. It wakes people up. You should make films. You know, everybody has like a coffee cup or a newsletter. He goes, it's like Obi-Wan Kenobi in Empire Strikes Back when Luke sees him when he's out there freezing to death as a vision. He says, you must go to Dagobah and meet the Jedi Master Yoda who instructed me. He's literally like, you are going to make films. You are going to be, literally, like, these guys were all so freaking cool, man. It was all like Yoda, Ted Gunderson, all of them. It's not about me. It's like these guys were so cool. And Hilder, right at the end, a few years ago, was still making films. But I just look, it's weird when you get older, just nostalgia gets stronger and stronger. Like, I love these guys back when I knew them well, and they were alive, but now it's like, God almighty, what badasses. Because they went through a lot of stuff to get you this information. Who was the name of the guy by the 40s was exposing the Rothschilds in the Federal Reserve? He put out Eustace Mullins stuff, too, from his nursing home. Anthony Hilder did, but who was the other guy? They put out the Illuminati tapes in the late 60s. What was that guy's name? On records. I mean, that's OG stuff right there, baby. Everybody like argues, who's the OG? William Cooper, Alex Jones. We're not OGs. We're Johnny Come Lately. So I mean, compared to people now, we're OGs, but it's not about the credit. It's about these badasses. So here's a clip of Anthony Hilder. And then let's dovetail that with Carney, the globalist that's now in control of Canada, talking about how, oh, the new alliance is Canada, the EU, and China. And then that goes into Rubio, and there's one more here, too. Go ahead and roll those clips. Here it is.
The New World Order really consists of three aspects. There is a New World political system that everyone today is calling the New World Order. As well as that, there is an economic plan for the New World Order. And that is called the New World Economic Order. In addition to those two items, there's a third plan for religion. You see, the planners of the world know that men need a religion of some kind, even if it's a false one. So they have a plan to give us a new age world global occultic religion. So really, there's three aspects to this New World Order. A New World Economic Order, in which a computer chip will be injected into our hands or foreheads as a means to track, control, and identify us, and will also be used to make our purchases and scan.
Well, they've already put the program in Los Angeles. In fact, a trilateralist named Mayor Bradley, Uncle Tom Bradley, was responsible for putting this in dogs.
Right.
And your children will be considered like animals, and
operating through the Council on Foreign Relations, through the Trilateral Commission, through the Club of Rome, through Global 2000, which wants to reduce the population of the planet by 25%. 25, that's 1,250,000,000 people have to be exterminated by the year 2000.
Well, they can do that.
So essentially, this technology, this Illuminati, then, is the group of men who control not only all the money on the planet through all the world banks and the Federal Reserve and so on, but they control essentially all the governments. And so these men are planning to bring bring about a global form of government that's unique in all history. It's a total enslaving system of world communism and fascism, controlled by a hierarchy in Europe Anthony calls what? The oligarchy.
Well, no, I call it the evilarchy.
The evilarchy.
The oligarchy of evil.
So these men are satanically inspired, and of course we get that term from the Bible, which means the devil. They're satanically inspired to bring about a global form of government to every nation on earth.
Close my remarks with a few observations on strategic autonomy, recognizing that security and prosperity today extend well beyond the traditional areas of food, energy, and defense, important as they are, to include space-based communications, semiconductors, digital sovereignty, critical minerals, independent payment systems, clean energy, and vaccines. And our strategic imperative is to build these sovereign capabilities with the most trusted partners, and that creates enormous opportunities for partnership between Canada and Europe. We view ourselves as highly complementary to your economic and security goals. That's demonstrated through the work we're doing with the presidencies on the new EU-Canada Strategic Partnership of the Future, building deeper relationships from digital to defense, supply chains to security. We're honored to be the first non-European country as part of the EU SAFE initiative. We would observe that in the last year, we have struck $18 billion worth of critical minerals deals across 20 of the world's leading critical minerals. The way to look at this is we are warehousing these to look for government-to-government deals with our close partners and under the rubric of the G7 first and foremost, but then more broadly. We're working with European partners across the technology stack, from hardware, cloud infrastructure, artificial intelligence, and space. And as we'll discuss later, we are an energy superpower, third largest oil producer, fourth largest natural gas, largest hydro renewable base. We're committed to addressing climate change while providing reliable, affordable energy to our citizens and partners. In closing, we're here because of your invitation. Again, thank you for that. But we're here because of the moral and security imperatives of our cooperation in the Caucasus, in the Baltics, in Ukraine, across Europe, and also because of the immense potential for our partnerships to build a better, more prosperous, sustainable, and just world for our citizens. And I'll close with this. It's my strong personal view that as the international order will be rebuilt, but it will be rebuilt out of Europe. And so
states need to take over the Venezuelan oil industry.
Well, we don't need to. First of all, let me go back up. We don't need Venezuela's oil. We have plenty of oil in the United States. What we're not going to allow is for the oil industry in Venezuela to be controlled by adversaries of the United States. You have to understand, why does China need their oil? Why does Russia need their oil? Why does Iran need their oil? They're not even in this continent. This is the Western Hemisphere. This is where we live. And we're not going to allow the Western Hemisphere to be a base of operation for adversaries, competitors, and rivals of the United States.
Have specific oil companies?
We also want to see that oil and the proceeds from it. Hold on. We want to see the oil proceeds of that country benefit the people of Venezuela. Why have 8 million people left Venezuela? 8 million, the single largest mass migration probably in modern history, left Venezuela since 2014 because all the wealth of that country was stolen to the benefit of Maduro and his cronies and the regime, but not to the benefit of people of Venezuela. You know how destabilizing 8 million migrants is? The number one fear that Brazil has, that Colombia has, that all these countries in the region have about what's happening in Venezuela and our involvement is they're afraid of another mass migration event. That's what they fear. This is deeply destabilizing stuff. It's not going to continue to happen. They are not going to come from outside of our hemisphere, destabilize our region in our own backyard, and us have to pay the price for it, not under President Trump.
Let's talk big picture.
All right, so the old system's coming down. There's a scramble over the new system. But we, the people, can come into that gap and educate the public who's ready to hear the truth. This is a key time to be alive. So I mentioned this earlier, but here's some of the headlines. Israel to pour $730 million into propaganda arm amid reputational crisis. The Gallup polls, lowest approval in the world. Netanyahu already spent since last year declared an information war on America, $500 million. Now $730 million by the Israeli government to engage in domestic propaganda in America. Totally illegal. I don't care if it's the Chinese, the Russians, the French, the Easter Bunny. That's wrong. But they've set up this clash of civilizations. Then you have, just as an example, AIPAC has already put in $50 million to try to primary in a couple weeks Thomas Massie. And Thomas Massie just followed his constituents' lead and said, yeah, release the Epstein list, as Trump had said. So just like MTG and myself, Trump then demonizes it. And everything we've warned Trump about is happening. So Massie really is carrying on the birthright or the baton of Ron Paul. So this is a powerful little political ad they just put out last night explaining this. We need Massie to not get primaried in Kentucky and to continue on because AIPAC wants to move in and not just control our foreign policy, they want to control our domestic policy to control the foreign policy. And anyone helping them do this is involved in treason. It's that simple. Here's the piece of information.
On the receiving end of some vicious, vicious stuff. That, of course, is Thomas Massie.
The rift between Congressman Thomas Massie and President Trump is getting much more serious.
The president's really mad at Thomas Massie right now.
Yes.
But Thomas Massie is not bought and paid for.
Thomas Massie can't be bought, just like Ron Paul couldn't be bought.
I sometimes call him the Ron Paul of Congress.
We call him Rand Paul Jr.
What he represents is an independent voice within the Republican Party who believes in balanced budgets, low taxes, and less foreign war.
We were tired of endless wars in the Middle East and tired of wars in Eastern Europe.
There's a big deal of overlap with President Trump on that.
All of the things that MAGA explicitly voted for.
Do I prefer a neoconservative pro-war Republican over Massie? Hell no, I don't.
He is actually representing a lot of the people in the MAGA base who are saying, we don't want this war.
He's a bit of a rogue guy.
Since Ron Paul left Congress, I've been saying publicly that Thomas Massie is the best congressman in the country.
This moron, we got to get rid of this loser.
If you attack me, I'm probably going to dig in. I'm not bullied.
He's honest and he's tough fighting against the cover-up of the Epstein files. That's what Thomas Massie's doing, and Trump calls him a loser for.
The guy is a national hero at this point.
They're treating him like he's treasonous.
They love voting no. They think it's good politically. The guy's polling at about 9%.
No, you're talking about someone that is beloved in Kentucky.
He's certainly been successful here in the district.
His no-nonsense libertarian flair has made him a Kentucky fan favorite since 2012.
This is how we really, truly drain the swamp.
I'm with Thomas Massie and Ro Khanna. Let's go, baby.
This might be one of these last stages where all of a sudden truth breaks out.
Ron Paul raised big bucks and some major eyebrows with a very successful one-day internet fundraising drive. It's amazing.
It's being called a money bomb.
That's what his supporters call it, his money bomb.
It's a one-day record for internet donations. Paul lags in the polls, but he has inspired a devoted following.
It was astounding, and it astounded the media and gave us a lot of credibility.
And who are his supporters? Well, they're Republicans, they're Democrats, they're independents, they're young people, old people, anybody who is disenchanted with the candidates now in the lead.
I don't hold grudges against anybody.
You know, you could say I disagree with Thomas Massie, but if you think Thomas Massie is the problem,
you are the problem.
I couldn't agree more.
He's fighting back, and he has some arguments that are pretty strong.
I think I'm going to donate money to Massie's campaign.
Okay, I wouldn't go that far.
Why?
It would be a tragedy if they get away with lying through their teeth about Thomas Massie.
But it's very necessary that these money bombs be successful.
Trump is being directed for at least 10 months by the Israeli lobby to target all the original MAGA who stand in the way of them controlling this country. It's that simple. Now, we've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm and right about the open borders and right about the wars and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all of you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. The very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, badass knives, you name it, it's all there. Thealexjonesstore.com. But the sister site of the owner of the Alex Jones Network, Bigly, is realalexjones.com. And they hold back 10% of the knives and the coins and the t-shirts that are limited edition there. So a lot of stuff that's sold out sometimes you'll find at realalexjones.com. A lot of the stuff that you'll find that's sold out at thealexjonesstore.com is available at realalexjones.com, like the modern updated World War II trench knife with the blacked out, murdered out brass knuckles, the skull crusher, 10-inch double-edged dagger, five different limited edition laser engraved designs. They're all about to sell out. Only a few hundred left at realalexjones.com. So take advantage of that. Support us. The ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the Shilajit, all the very best supplements you're going to find are at realalexjones.com. And some of the deals there are even better than the deals you're going to find at thealexjonesstore.com. Some of the deals at alexjonesstore.com are better than there. It's apples and oranges. But when we set up realalexjones.com, it was only to fund the experimental preparation in case InfoWars got shut down for the Alex Jones Network. Now it's all merged in and supports the Alex Jones Network, but we're keeping both sites up because people love them. RealAlexJones.com and thealexjonesstore.com. Both of those are the coordinates of liberty. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. So if you go to thealexjonesstore.com, methylene blue sold out or methylene red sold out or bovine colostrum sold out, they always hold back 10% in the same warehouse in Arkansas of the same products, and a lot of times you can find it there. But whatever you do, become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it, and you can cancel anytime. There's no commitment, just in your profile. You pay $30 a month, you get $40 to spend instantly, and the special deals, special deals, special offers, cancel anytime. Stand with us. We've got so much more work to do. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and thealexjonesstore.com. All right. That's it for this transmission. He's coming in with tons of clips, breaking news, the latest developments. Harrison Smith, War Room Live, starts now, right here on the burgeoning Alex Jones Network. Stronger than ever, thanks to all of you. Share those live feeds right now. As the War Room begins, find the feeds at Real Alex Jones right now and share them. Mega sale, and it's a fundraiser for the new network. We need your support. Plus, the products are incredible. Up to 40% off on methylene blue tincture and methylene blue caps. We have the best. You're insane if you don't take it. Ultra DNA Revival that has all of the super nutrients in it that supercharge your whole body, like NAD, you name it. Up to 35% off methylene red tincture, the bovine colostrum, the MK Ultra Brain Booster, 30% off all apparel. There's not much market for the apparel. So that is a huge deal. Shirts, hats, hoodies, with the widest selection, thealexjonesstore.com. I need your support. Ultramethylene Blue Gummies, the first run, they're super strong. It's even stronger than, it's the same company, but the way they make it, it's really concentrated when it goes into the gummy. 58% off, that's about to end. And it goes on and on and on, thealexjonesstore.com. And finally, the sister site of thealexjonesstore.com, realalexjones.com. They just hold back. It's a sister site because we kept it separate from InfoWars. That was the site that went to just build the fledgling Alex Jones Network. And so they always hold back 10% of inventory, where it's coins or knives or it's collectible, you know, limited edition t-shirts or Faraday bags. They hold it back. So there's only a few hundred left of the five different designs, limited edition, laser engraved, World War II, but updated modern, skull crusher, brass knuckles, 10-inch, double-edged, stainless steel, razor sharp. Your last chance to get those at an incredibly low price, only $79. These knives are like 100-something bucks in stores. TheAlexJonesStore.com doesn't have them, only RealAlexJones.com. And there's other deals that are only at RealAlexJones.com, so be sure and take advantage of that and check it out. If something's sold out, The Alex Jones Store, check out RealAlexJones.com. Hour number two, straight ahead. Share the live feeds now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.